You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley, producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Keith Ledbetter, who is Director of Legislative Affairs with the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. That's a mouthful, Keith.
It sure is, but thank you for having me again tonight, Cheryl.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my pleasure. I had seen a report recently online about the number of potholes that have been reported in just a couple of weeks, and you're my guy. Are you happy that you're my pothole guy?
You know, it's funny. All my friends seem to call me every time they hit a particularly bad pothole and say, Ledbetter, when are you going to fix our road?
Well, that's a question you're hearing often, and so that's a little bit of something we're going to talk about tonight. First of all, let's talk about when we spoke last. You were just announcing a website for folks throughout the state to report on potholes. So why don't we talk about that and the kind of reports that you're getting at this point?
Sure. You and I talked about 2 weeks ago, and when we unveiled our website at www.drivemi.org. And at that time, we unveiled a pothole locator website where people could go and make a complaint, and then we would contact the various road agencies and let them know that they had a complaint or identification of a pothole in their particular region. And in those 2 weeks since then, we had over 650 complaints, and we did forward those on, and ironically enough, we did a press release yesterday alerting the media to the number of potholes that we had, and then overnight we had another 250 reported. So it just keeps snowballing, if you can imagine that.
So we're up, if my math is right, we're at about 900 in 2 weeks.
We are over 900 now. We haven't even updated our website yet, but I just got that update about 15 minutes ago from staff. Well,
unbelievable. Are there certain areas that have more than others that you're finding in the mapping and pinpointing of these potholes?
And ironically enough, on the mention of the mapping thing, you can go to our website, and on that front page, it'll show you where the pothole reports are coming in. It takes us, you know, about 24, 36, or 48 hours to get them uploaded, depending on what type of deluge we have. What we typically see is those in areas where the media reports are where we're seeing the largest share of the potholes. We see a lot of them over in the Grand Rapids area. We see quite a few of them in the mid-Michigan area. And then we see, obviously, the lion's share of them in the Detroit area.
Well, and you know, we talk about potholes and, yeah, they're a nuisance and stuff, but they're more than a nuisance. They're dangerous and they're very damaging.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. And actually, one of the interesting things about our program is it allows people to put comments about the potholes. And I've actually printed a few of them off. I'd like to read to you, just kind of give you a sense of what some of these people are saying. As an example, in Lansing on 127 northbound on the off-ramp by the Saginaw Street exit, it says the entire right lane is substandard, but while you're watching the traffic trying to merge right and total your car, this pothole sneaks up on you every time. It jars your entire car, and you can kiss your alignment and maybe a tire goodbye. And then we've also got another one in South Lansing. This is a crater pothole that will damage cars and perhaps cause an accident. We see those type of comments all the time where we're not just talking about an inconvenience or possibly car damage, but we're talking about how it can be dangerous to drivers.
Well, and certainly if you hit it just wrong, you can jar or turn a wheel or something and end up in the wrong lane. So it is serious business. Are you surprised at the Infrastructure and Transportation Association by their reaction to this, or did you kind of expect you'd get a lot of interaction?
We've never done anything quite like this. In the past, we've done a contest where people can upload pictures, and we got, you know, 130, maybe 150 responses. We got blown away by this deluge of people that are offering complaints and pothole locations, and it really tells us that we're hitting a sore point for drivers, that they are aware of the potholes, that they're concerned about it, and they want someone to do something about it. So we're encouraged on the one hand, but on the other hand, it's discouraging because it shows just what kind of need is out there that really the Michigan legislature hasn't addressed we've been warning for about 5 years now that we were headed in this direction, and we're here now, and unfortunately, the cost of repair continues to go up as we ignore the problem.
So, and I did read in the press release and some other information that your association, as our others, are looking to legislators to find a funding solution.
Well, ultimately, this is a responsibility of the state legislature and the governor to help us solve our problems. We can't rely on Washington to send us a big gift of money that's going to solve our problem. We're going to have to address these issues at home. We believe that Governor Snyder is going to provide great leadership on this issue. He's got a lot of fish to fry right now, and we understand that. So he really hasn't put out a comprehensive proposal just yet on this, but we do look forward to that. In the meantime, we really need legislators, state legislators, to engage in this issue and to look to find some solutions. There is no easy answer. In the past, we've always provided for road funding by user fees and taxes directly on drivers, and we think that that's the most appropriate way to get the revenue necessary to fix our infrastructure.
Well, it's a problem that isn't going to go away. I think I'm going to need to have another call into you, if you don't mind, to talk about how roads are currently funded conjunction with gas prices. So if I may, I'm going to give you a call maybe even this week yet and have you back on to talk about how the roads are funded and some ways that that your association is looking to change that up and perhaps increase funding for roads.
We definitely would look forward to that opportunity. It's a perplexing issue, but it's something that we in Michigan need to address before the costs get so out of hand that we'll never be able to fully recover.
Okay, well, I will give you a call maybe even tomorrow, and we'll get you back on to explain to folks how that funding is done. Keith, I certainly appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you. Certainly appreciate your time, Cheryl, and your attention to this important issue. And say hi to Mike Nichols. He's a fantastic attorney, and it's great that he's going to be on your show.
Well, you guys are back to back, so I will tell him hello for you. Thank you so much,
okay,
Keith.
Sounds good. Have a great night.
Thank you. You as well. Keith Ledbetter, who is Director of Legislative Affairs for the Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association. We'll be back with Mike Nichols, Attorney Mike Nichols, after this.